Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your market update. I apologize, I missed yesterday. It's a federal holiday, so the bank was closed, but now we're open. So let's get to it. Here's where mortgage rates are right now. You can see the 30-year fix is above 7%. It's going to stay there today. I'll give you that data here in a second. But these are the top six products people use when they're buying their first house. Let me explain what these rates are, because a lot of people think, you know, these are the rates that you get if you're buying a house no matter what. No, these rates right here represent this. There's actually five criteria behind it. You're buying your first house. It's going to be your first house. It's going to be your primary home, and it's a single family home. The other piece, two pieces of this is right through here. Let's click this and learn more about what these rates represent. These people have a 75% loan to value, which means they're putting down 25%. You don't need to. In most cases, if you're a first time home buyer, you can get away with three. And these people have a 780 credit score or higher. So what is yours? Well, you don't know. Well, reach out to us. We'd love to help you navigate this environment. But without further ado, let's get to today's economic agenda and the calendar. You're going to start seeing more and more of this. Why the Fed might need to get on with it and start cutting rates. This is an article just posted today. You can see that right over there. And basically, the article is saying, okay, Fed, you have two mandates. You have a mandate to keep inflation in check, but you also have another mandate that to keep the economy at full employment. And those are down through here. I think I highlighted it. I might not have. But those are the two dual mandates that the Federal Reserve has. It's right through here. With inflation falling and the economy slowing, Renaissance Macro's Neil Duda believes it's time the Fed to get on with it and begin to cut rates. Duda says this will help protect the Fed's other mandate in addition to price stability, which is maximum employment. Okay, so that's what we're going to kind of take a little bit of a look at. But right now, I want you to see the economic calendar that we have today. Let's see if the economy is focusing or in the direction of getting much stronger or just neutral or maybe starting to weaken. We need the weakening piece so the Federal Reserve will actually do what we're asking them to do is get on with it. It's right up through there. Sorry, folks. Okay, so let's get to the agenda for today. Initial jobless claims just came in, and they were higher than expected, but they were a little bit lower than they were previously. So this is, we'll call this a neutral, okay? Then the Philly Manufacturing Index. This is going to be, I'll say a positive, because the Manufacturing Index, well, the positive for the Fed. Let me explain. Went from 4.5, which means there's a lot of manufacturing taking place, and it dropped. It was supposed to go up to 4.8. It dropped to 1.3. That means the manufacturing piece of our economy right now is really starting to drop. Okay, that might be a concern when it comes to employment and everything else, but it is showing the consumer starting to cool off. Okay, so if you look at my calendar for today, and we're going to take a little bit of a deeper dive into this to see is the economy strong, weak, or neutral. Okay, so here's mine. This has come from MBS Live. If you're a loan officer, I highly suggest you get this system. If you're a realtor, consumer, just, you know, maybe take an economics class or something, you're just trying to learn this, just watch my video each morning, about 6-7 minutes of it. You'll get all the information you need each day in regards to especially mortgages and real estate. Okay, so let's get through here. Housing starts, number month over month. Last reading was 1.36. It got revised to 1.35. It was expected to uptick a little bit to 1.37, came to 1.27. That's down, and down quite a bit. Housing starts month over month change. The last reading was 5.7, got revised to 4.1. But look where we are. It was supposed to still stay positive, but it went negative 5.5. Negative. Okay, we were up 5. Now we're down 5. That's a move of 10. Okay, building permits, 1.4 million previously, 1.3 million this time. Building permits month over month is a percentage, negative 3.3. Previous, negative 3.8. It was supposed to go positive. All this is saying the housing market, housing numbers and so forth are starting to way come down as well as manufacturing. The initial jobless claims, 245 or 242 previously, supposed to downtick a little bit to 235. It was right in line there. These numbers, continued claims stays kind of where they were, so nothing there. Here's the piece of the equation I thought was really going to jolt the market. Philly prices paid. So it says prices paid previously was 18, now it's 22. That means prices paid on things are going up. So there's a little bit of, there's a lot of data here. 99% of it is actually bad. Okay, well, it can, again, bad is good and good is bad and all that other stuff. Okay, so let's get over here. New home construction plunges. Okay, what do we need more of? Why has house prices not plummeted? Okay, even me as a naysayer, if I just looked at everything as face value, I'd be like, house prices have to drop. But if you really understand the markets, you understand, or just economics 101, you understand why it hasn't. Okay, so why hasn't it? Well, it's supply, okay? And people might say, well, we have plenty of inventory. We don't need to build more and whatever. I'm not going to argue that piece. But here's what you don't have coming to the market that you normally have. You don't have foreclosures, and you're going to see all these videos. Foreclosures drop 15 billion%. We came out of a foreclosure moratorium. So foreclosures, historically, they're always around. It's a part of the system, unfortunately, and it adds to the number of homes for sale. Okay, existing home sales. We know they're not there because interest rates are too high. I have a 2.6 rate on my home. If I sell it or buy another house equivalent to it, well, I could take the equity from my house and generational wealth, which we're going to start working on with you guys. But, basically we'll leave it there. Okay, so that's that part of the equation. Let's get over to the next piece of the puzzle. Here's where inflation was and is. Okay, here's normal inflation through the years from 2019 to now. Okay, you can see it, 1.2, 2.3, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Then all of a sudden, what happened? COVID hit, and everybody just had a ton of money, and they were spending it, and everything was going crazy, supply chain issues and everything else, and it went to 9%. Okay, where are we now? 3-something. Okay, so it has plummeted 6% during this time. So that's what you see. So that's what's happening right now. But here's the issue we have. Is the Federal Reserve has two mandates, not just one of trying to keep inflation in line. They have two mandates. What are they? Price stability, which is AKA inflation. And then the other piece of this is maximum sustainable employment, is the employment numbers. Here's where the numbers are. Okay, so these are the unemployment numbers. You can see back through here, we had good numbers, and it's usually at 4 or 5%. And again, this is normal times through here. So back then it was 5.4, blah, 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 blah. Then we hit the 2008 crash. It jumped. Then everything came back, took years to come back to normal. Okay, look how long it took to go from here to here during that last crash. Now here's COVID. Went from here to here to here. Okay, so that's a pretty quick flash right there. And again, it just shows you there's a big difference between the crash of 2008 and the crash of that we just had during COVID, or what everybody's anticipating a crash right now. Okay, so that's what we're seeing right through here. So the unemployment rate is ticking up. We're now we're at 4%. That's where the Federal Reserve wants it. So if you take everything into context, we have a slowing economy. We have prices starting to come back into check. We just don't have enough supply, folks. And all that data is representative of hopefully all the data that I gave you today. So that is it for the report today. Now, we have a special coming up today. We do have a live event at 2:30 Central Time. And I'm going to give you a quick little peek of what it's going to look like. This is what we're trying to work on a thumbnail. Because what we're trying to do is debunk the housing crash. A narrative that's out there. Now, if you just looked at things at face value, you could probably say, okay, the housing market's probably going to crash because you have rates that went from basically 2.5% to 8% within a very small time frame. But why didn't it crash? Why didn't it crash? That's what we're going to talk about in today's show. So even if you're a crash and doomer, we'd love to have you. We'd love to have open dialogue, an open dialogue, not an argument, an open dialogue to just discuss each pieces of this. So please join us today. And we're going to talk about, you know, where is the 2024 crash? Because in 2022, house prices were up 15%. 2023, house prices were up 4.5%. 2024, house prices are still up and it's driving people crazy. So when is that crash that we hear about every day that keeps people popping up and saying, crash just started? We've been hearing that, folks, for 3 years now. So if you're in that camp, please join us today. We'd love to have an open dialogue with you. So if you're out there and you're like, Dan, I'd love to buy my first house, or maybe can I refinance? I bought 6 months ago. Now the rates are down a little bit. I bought at 8. Now rates I see are about 6 or 7%. Is it time to refinance? Can I refinance? Reach out to us. We'd love to help. But if you're looking to buy your first house, I need you to do one thing and one thing only. Click the grant finder right there. You're going to find if you're eligible for a grant, there's several grants in here, but you're going to find if you're eligible for one all the way up to $7,500. The nice thing about these grants, they don't need to be paid back. Okay, they don't need to be paid back like a lot of the other programs out there that'll basically just give you a first and second mortgage. So that's it. But if you'd like to get the ball rolling and you're like, Dan, what do I do? What's step number one? Click the apply now button and you're on your way. I don't care if you're looking to buy a house, refinance a house, looking for a reverse mortgage or anything, please hit the apply now button. Or when you're at therateupdate.com, you can actually scroll down and find our 800 number. It is right there, 800-844. 775-5626, or you can reach me directly at dan@theRateUpdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. We will have that 2:30 Central Time live event to hopefully debate with you guys out there. Crash 2024, is it coming? When's it coming? Did it start? Find out today. Take care, folks. See you then.